Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick this off with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. How are you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am good. I had an occasion the other day on the local radio show where a caller called in after we had this little mall incident where we had some balloons popping. And for whatever reason, that was reported as gunshots.
Okay.
And the ensuing panic and everything that went along with it. And in the course of that, what I was trying to explain to everybody is that in a mall, there you don't have to go to the mall entrance to get out of the mall. You can go straight through whatever the closest store is, tell them whoever it is that's in the store, there's a shooting going on out there, let's go. And there's an access door to get into this access hallway, which leads out of the mall fast. Right?
Right.
And I was saying this in the context of, you know, if I'm a concealed carrier and I don't see a gun guy, or, you know, people shooting people, I'm getting out. If I don't have anybody to engage, I'm out of there. So then I had a caller, and a caller had listened to you and I, and he'll probably be listening to this as well, and I hope he is, because I want him to listen to the why part of it. He believes that you and I would move towards the shooting, except there's a lot of inherent danger in the civilian world, especially in a shopping mall, if we draw a gun and take off like we're going at something. Plus, if there is actually a shooter there, we're very likely to run into people that have been shot, that are bleeding, or we're going to just run by them, or, you know, those kind of things that, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the fact of the matter is, the first thought that comes to mind is you don't sit back and armchair quarterback anything. And that's kind of like what I feel is being done here, just by simply asking that question. It is such a fluid environment. You can't just arbitrarily say, under this set of circumstances, this is what I'm going to do. You've got to get, you know, when the time comes, you have to get an immediate read on your circumstances. You know, like, what are your circumstances? Are you by yourself? You know, this moving to the gunfight thing, let's take a serious look at it. If that's your, you know, if you have aspirations of being a superhero and, you know, you go around armed looking for a gunfight to get into, that is problematic in and of itself. Okay, there's a problem there.
Right.
And you probably need more help than you're going to be able to provide yourself. There's that mental position. There's inherently something wrong with it. I don't look to go around and hopefully get into, gunfight. It's foolish. Foolish thinking. Now, under the guise of, you know, the active shooter type thing in the mall, you brought up a couple of good points. One, if you're by yourself, you've got a better chance of maybe maneuvering to that area and doing something about it. But you've got to take into consideration, let's look at a couple of negatives. A couple of negatives, if you're going to draw your weapon and move about, then you should become just as concerned about law enforcement as the bad guy, because you don't want to be caught up in mistaken identity and burnt down to the ground because you're the unknown quantity with a firearm in your hand. The other thing is the psychological blow you're going to take if you happen to come into contact with people that have been shot, killed, but more trying on your psyche would be those that are wounded and asking for help or begging for help. That'll put the zap on your head pretty quick. But what is the priority? If you're going to commit to the action and close with and destroy the enemy, then that becomes the priority. These other aspects have to be covered down on by other individuals. You know, you can't do all things at once. And under this specific set of circumstances, eliminating the threat by whatever means is the highest priority. And then you, you know, filter it down from there. I can't say enough about, you know, if it were to happen, the only way that I would probably decide to become involved in an active shooter type situation would be if I were by myself and not responsible for other individuals, you know, in my care or, you know, the other people that I'm with, feeling obligated or responsible for looking after them because I, you know, possibly would be the only one armed. I doubt that, but the, it's kind of a difficult situation no matter how you look at it. There's pros and cons, regardless of the perspective you want to look at it. It's sad that it's even, you know, an ongoing part of our society today, but I'm sure we can thank the, you know, the, liberals for, playing with the social formula for the last 50 years and, you know, not wanting to accept responsibility for, the actions that they've taken in respect to changing, the priorities and the activities in our school systems, low-level states. You know, the Democrats now are crying foul because, the criminals are completely out of control and they put them right where they're at. I think, I heard this statistic this morning. It was, believed Chicago, they failed to prosecute 67% of the crimes committed last year.
Yeah.
And now they're wondering why crime is out of control. And they're wanting to bring in the National Guard and blah, 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 because the cops can't do enough. The citizens aren't doing enough. You know, woe is me. Look what we did. Please come in and clean up behind us.
Right. Yeah.
It's really sad.
It is. It is very sad. But, I mean, in a lot of these places, there's couple of questions asked is, why do you keep voting these people in? That's one something I always want to ask them. Why do you keep voting these people in? And I don't even know if they have any choices. But, listen, we're coming up on the first break. Are you still in the same situation where everything's down?
Oh, yeah, I'm down completely. I'm blacked out.
Blacked out. So, if you want to find Super Dave, you're going to have to find him here. He's made an adjustment right now. I'm not going to presume that you're ever going to come back up on the stuff, but at the same time, in the interim, though, right now, if you want to hear from Super Dave or anything else, you got to find him here. There's none of that. He has taken a break from all of this social media nonsense that occurs out there, and but I don't mind the exclusive. Having Super Dave as an exclusive is pretty cool stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Super Dave Harrington. I want to get into the mechanics a little bit. In today's world, if somebody calls for an active shooter, how smart is it for a defender to run around in a mall with a gun drawn?
Not very smart.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on, it really depends on where you're at and what the social climate is in your immediate area. I would think that would weigh heavy. Maybe the way you couched it, I would not be waving firearm at all. It may be drawn and in my hand, but I would control it, keep it close to my body. I wouldn't be waving it around.
Right.
Making myself.
Sort of bootlegging it. You'd be bootlegging it.
Right. I wouldn't be trying to make myself conspicuous.
Yes.
For several reasons. One, I don't want to suffer an engagement with law enforcement through mistaken identity. And two, I don't want to give myself away, provided I am in close proximity to the active shooter. If I can sneak up on him and, you know, shoot him in the back of the head, I'll do that. That would be preferable than trying to move in face on and run the risk of getting shot. You know, and some people are probably balking at the comment I just made, but what you need to understand, when in combat, there is no fair. And I think, to an extent, because, you know, at least when I was a child growing up, you know, there was a lot of emphasis on fighting fair. Until, you know, that was society's position. Until you get in a fight, and then the rules go out the window. And it seems to me like I've grown up under this juxtaposition all my life. You know, where you talk about, you know, fairness in all things except fighting. And in combat, there is, certainly is no fair. And you eliminate the threat in whatever manner is available without putting yourself at risk or putting yourself at the least amount of risk involved.
So if you're doing all that and you're putting all of your, you've mitigated the risk, you've figured out how to get to it. Now you've got to find the threat. Once you have located the threat, at that point, are you going to try to get in close to engage? Is it really just, does it matter if he notices you coming in? Are you going to be doing the fire maneuver, cover kind of thing as you go?
Well, it depends on, one, several factors. I would take it that I would be armed with a pistol.
Right.
Because they're the easiest to conceal. The active shooter is probably going to be armed with a carbine or a rifle caliber carbine, something of that nature. So he would have basically the upper hand in respect to, I guess, caliber and capability. However, I would certainly like to think I would have the edge in training and conditioning. So that would kind of neutralize that advantage. As far as the fire maneuver piece, I would certainly be in fire maneuver mode, but that would depend on the immediate terrain that I would encounter this threat person in. That's the one thing you can't control. You can't say, that's what kills me, where people talk about wanting to play percentages and stuff where you know, one percentage is something along the lines of 98% of gunfights happen 7 yards and in.
Right.
Well, if you want to believe that, go right ahead. I'm not going to. My ability with firearms, especially handguns, is going to be based on my skill and my ability, not some arbitrary statistic. I'm going to know what I can or can't do, and I make my decisions based off of knowns, what I know I can do or what I know I can't do, and I'll execute accordingly. If I need to fire a maneuver, I'll fire a maneuver. If I need to settle down and deliver that low percentage headshot at distance, then I better man up and deliver it.
Now, when you say that, what you're talking about, when you say low percentage, this is where you have to engage somebody at further away than what most people are trained at on the range, right? I mean, Steve Fisher wants everybody to be able to hit somebody the length of a grocery store aisle.
True. Understood.
Yeah. So, I mean, and the low percentage shots are actually the most vital ones, aren't they? If you have to take a low percentage shot, that means something really bad is going on, right?
Well, it could just simply mean the bad guys are using cover as well.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I don't know of anybody that stands in the open to be shot unless they're just out there flapping and, you know, it's a suicide by police thing.
Right.
Normally, you're going to have, you know, people have it, this fixation in their head, like, because when they're training and practicing, they're normally firing on full presentation targets, whereas they should be mixing it up and providing their threat targets with cover or concealment, respectively. And what I mean by that is actual cover that stops bullets and concealment that doesn't stop bullets, but does not, you know, denies you visual access. But what you find is, regardless of the distance involved, if people are using cover, you know, properly, then you're not going to have some, what I refer to as a full percentage body shot. It's not going to happen unless, say, they're oriented in one direction and you happen to come up behind them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Then you would have access to their body because they're not expecting you to come up, you know, from behind them. And then, you know, that's the gravy shot. Take it. There was, you know, this brings to mind during the Battle of Fallujah, the Red Cross, they did their Red Cross thing after the Battle of Fallujah.
Hang on, hang on. Yep. Coming up on the break.
Okay, no worries.
Talking to Dave, Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Terran Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing a special counsel to look into Hunter Biden and some of his business dealings and alleged crimes. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says too little, too late.
They waited for the appointment of a special counsel after the statute of limitations has run on critical crimes like the tax violations in 2014-2015. They waited until Weiss himself was accused of slowing or suppressing efforts.
At least 55 people are dead and over 1,000 are missing following wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui. The administration did declare a disaster declaration on Thursday. President Biden once again back at his Delaware beach house for the weekend. Tim Berg, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington as we start off our afternoon, talking about, and you're about to tell me a story about Fallujah. Tell me the story.
Yeah, real quick. The Red Cross did their Red Cross thing after the Battle of Fallujah, and they brought up a concern that so many of the enemy had been shot in the head. And if you really kind of step back and take a look at it, all things considered, Fallujah was really the first one-on-one battle at that point where the insurgents actually kind of stood their ground and fought. Well, the aim point had been in the system for quite some time. The electronic sight, the aim point on the rifles for the service. And it was really kind of the first time you can got a solid evaluation of the aim point in use. Okay, it's a true mechanical zero. And in respect to, you know, the bad guys using cover and concealment just as well as the good guys, that was the determination in respect to the level of accuracy that was being delivered against them. It was huge compared to, you know, battles in the past where, especially against the insurgents, where, you know, their normal routine is, you know, using hit and run tactics and stuff like that. But they finally figured it out that, you know, there was nothing suspect about what was going on. It was just the result of having the better tools to fight with. And that's why you had an exponential number of headshots compared to any other type of wounds during that battle. And that was, you know, it's just a fleeting observation someone made, but the immediate concern was from the Red Cross was whether or not insurgents were being captured and executed, which I guess, in a sense, depending on your perspective or how you wanted to look at it, you could probably get that read or think that, but it wasn't the case, and it was proven to not be the case. It was straight up mechanical advantage of the aim point over iron sights.
I get it. I understand. I'm of a mind to most of the guns I'm carrying right now. As a matter of fact, I don't think I have a gun with an optic on it at the moment, which is an odd thing for me to find myself in. Even I've got a few optics ready guns, but
right.
I don't have any optics on them. So that's interesting for me right now today, just to be in that position.
Yeah, but you mean, are you talking carbines or handgun?
Well, I have one carbine that I got on purpose without optics. It could have an optic, but I Spikes Tactical, one of the guns I got from them this year, is just a basic patrol rifle.
Right.
With just the pop-up sights. And I don't know. I think a gun like that today actually has a place in that. One, it's easier to transport than a gun with all the doodads on it. And two, there's nothing that's going to break on it.
True.
So,
can't break what's not there.
Can't break what's not there. I have guns with optics on them. I have guns with. Now I've got this one that doesn't have any, and I'm sort of just going to leave it that way, I think.
Right.
Because I see where a gun like that is. It has some value.
And how often do you work with iron sights?
Here of late, I haven't worked with them enough. I need to get back out there. It's not an ammo situation. It's a time situation.
Right. Just something to think about.
Yep.
Indeed. Because it is two different methods of aiming.
Yeah.
And require two totally different, actually, pretty much the exact opposite visual action
right.
is required to use one over the other.
Now I want to go into the thing that was suggested to me, and I thought about it for a minute, and I've long thought that. Now there's some guns that are just simply too small for me, right?
Right.
But at the same time, if I can find a gun that is small, that I can operate, that works and does what I need it to do, I've just about come to the conclusion now that I don't need to worry. Like, I think my Glock 26 or my Staccato CS, I think those are big enough to carry on a regular basis now.
Okay, and why do you think now? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, before, I've always thought I needed a bigger service, you know, a bigger size service pistol, right? Service. That's the key thing. We're always asking, well, okay. Why is a service pistol so big?
Right.
And I would have to guess that it's probably due to the fact that, as a rule of thumb, when they're outfitting all of these guys with these guns, they've got to go to the lowest common denominator and make sure that this gun is something that can be manipulated by everybody. But since I'm not trying to outfit anybody, I can find a gun that just works for me, and then I can carry that. And even if I'm carrying a rifle. Now, if you're carrying a rifle, what does, with a handgun, how much, are you ever going to lay down the rifle to go to the handgun in any situation?
Well, certainly if I'm geared up that way, if I'm geared, and, you know, you don't necessarily have to be part of a hostage rescue element or any of the high-speed, low-drag organizations to set your gear up in order to rely on a pistol in the event the carbine or your rifle fails. It's just a contingency plan is all it is. The whole fast action guy transitioning from a carbine to a handgun, is, you know, it's flashy, it's cool. There's any number of exercises you can set up to make it, you know, that much more difficult or fun to do. And, you know, people, you know, can turn it into a big deal, I guess, if they wanted to. But the fact of the matter is, transitioning from a carbine to a handgun, no matter how you have your gear set up, is nothing more than an immediate action drill for the failure of the carbine. So whether you're carrying your pistol on a chest rig, in a fire rig, on your waistline, it doesn't matter. You'll figure all these things out.
Right.
You know, when you're setting your gear up, and your gear is going to, should support your, the environment you're operating in. And, I don't know, man. Sometimes I get a little, callous because, you know, I've been in the mix for so long.
Well, I tell you what, I want to find out why you are calloused. We're coming up on the last break. Hold that thought. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, talking mechanics, talking theory, talking choice. And you have to do all of that stuff. And then once you've made choices and done everything else, then you have to put it in practice. And, well, that's what he does.
That's the key.
That's the key. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And you were just telling me about how you get calloused. What do you mean when you're saying you get calloused?
All right. What I mean by that is, you deal with, a certain point of interest for so long, and it kind of rubs you the wrong way, and you build up that blister. Deal with the blister, and the blister turns into a callus. And until you become callous to the extent it doesn't bother you anymore. And there's a few key points of interest that I've pretty much become callous to, because you have to. Because if you don't, they'll drive you crazy. Like, for example, we spoke about the, your gear, your kit and equipment set up for transitioning to the pistol when the carbine or rifle fails you. That is a simple thing, and yet it is, an entry-level person just becomes completely enamored with that simple fact. It's simply a contingency move for close quarters combat. Now, what really adds the sting to it is just that, close quarter combat. But you step back and you look at what you're able or capable of performing and training. You just arbitrarily pick a number, pick a time frame that it would take you to transition from your carbine to your handgun. How long do you think it would take you?
Me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
2 seconds.
2 seconds? Whoa.
Three.
That's pretty good. Two or 3 seconds.
Now,
two's on the high end of the scale. Three is more likely. Three is more of an average number. But the thing about it is, what is the decision point to transition to your pistol? I mean, could you not train and condition yourself to pull immediate action on your carbine?
Right.
To the extent that decision point would be a better one than transitioning to your pistol.
Well, when I was in the service, the only people that had secondary weapon were M60 gunners.
Right.
And the only reason I would have used a 45 ACP would have been if I were coming out of a track, coming out of the cupola in the track.
Right.
And that's because I can't feed the weapon up and actually be on target that way. I needed something shorter. So that's the only reason I would have that. And beyond the rest of it, you know, if I've got the M60 and I've got room to employ it, why would I go to the 45? And with an M16, didn't have a secondary weapon. So I had, you know, it was sports. Slap it, pull the receiver, observe, release, tap, shoot. That was what I was doing. And I was trying to do that as fast as I could. So, and I think if you're, how fast can you pull remedial action on a rifle? How fast can you do that?
Immediate action,
my bad.
Yeah, okay, that's what?
Been a while.
On an AR?
Yeah.
Probably 2-3 seconds, yeah.
So about the same amount of times it would take to get the weapon, a handgun out.
Right. But see, here's the trick. What is the decision point to transition to the pistol? Now think about this for a second. In CQB, generally you should be moving.
Yep.
And you know, because you're applying CQB tactics, which is predominantly built on firing while moving. Okay? And you have to be able to deliver accurate fire while moving.
Right.
Okay. So if your carbine, keep in mind you're moving, your carbine fails. Well, what is your physical rate of speed and the movement air combined, you know, or compared against the movement area? And do you physically have access to your pistol because of your body position or where you're at in the structure? You understand what I'm saying? So if there's any delay factor or any delay that you would anticipate, what are you going to do? Immediate action on your carbine. You see what I mean?
Yep.
You can't just pre-program yourself and say, okay, well, if my carbine fails to operate, I'm automatically going to transition my pistol no matter what.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if my carbine, if I can keep it in action, why would I ever get off of it and go to a handgun? The only reason I would go to a handgun would be if my long weapon was no longer operative.
No longer operative, or you were out of ammo.
Ammo, yeah. That would do it, too. But, I mean, one way or the other, it's out of operation. And whether it's some sort of a malfunction or I just can't feed it anymore, then things are probably getting sort of desperate if I have to go to a handgun as my only means. But I'd probably be looking for some more ammo on the ground.
Right, absolutely.
So.
It's all good. It's just whatever you choose to do, what I'd like to impress upon people, whatever you choose to do, make sure you're doing it for the right reasons.
Right.
And you're being as efficient as possible. And you maximize, you know, be organized so you can maximize your time, energy, and resources.
Right.
You have to be able to do that.
Yeah, I agree. That's a definite.
Right. Not everyone has the same life's opportunities to train and practice. So depending on your life's opportunities to train and practice, maximize it at all times.
Yeah, I've long. So, do you agree with me that if I'm looking for a, so my sidearm in my two gun setup,
okay,
the sidearm is not going to be the most important thing in the setup. I need one that's going to be functional. I need one that I can feed. I need one that I can drive. But the actual size of it, that is not dictated by any of that, is it? I mean, whatever works for me is going to work.
Yeah, I would say the size of it is going to be based on your choice.
Yeah.
And skill at running it, driving it. You know, everything that goes into building your confidence in using that pistol in that capacity is important.
Yep.
And if it's your choice, then, and you're not doing what is necessary to back up your choice, then that's on you.
Right.
But the size of the firearm, I don't think on the high end of the scale, if you consider yourself trained on a specific firearm, on the high end of the scale, you should have the confidence to use that firearm pretty much under any circumstance.
Right. Yeah. You don't have a problem with the Glock 26. You like it, right? Did you ever find yours?
Yes, I did.
All right.
I had it in
one of the go bags.
Yeah, it was in my backup go bag. And, duh. You know, it's called inventory your stuff every once in a while.
Well, you know. You did. You found it.
Yeah, I found it.
Yep, so. Anyhow, we're about to run out of time. I want to take a moment and thank you for coming on. I want to take a moment and thank you for the exclusivity of things right now. I know that's temporary, and I hope it's temporary. I hope you get back out there and start doing the combat speed thing. And but on the other hand, one thing that I leave everybody with, and you can say yay or nay to this: if you're going to engage somebody, there's going to be a liability that comes with it, and you better know all of it. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. You better be prepared.
Yeah. So there's more to it than running down the hallway and being a superhero. You're likely going to pass victims, and you may become one, and you may actually call some while they're shooting at you. So you better be prepared for that part of it, too. So in any event, we got hour number two coming up. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.